Call this meeting to order. It's the Liquor Commission meeting to discuss the liquor license for Lydia Hidalgo for Hometown Cafe of Lewistown, which is the old Hardee's at the stoplights. Mr. Hidalgo, you're here, correct?
Yes.
That's you? How many other liquor licenses do you hold, sir?
We have three, four.
Four? In what towns?
We got three in Macomb. We got one in Carthage, Illinois. We saw a restaurant in Bloomington and Alito this year. And hopefully we get this one.
Okay. Never had any bad incidents with any of those?
So far, no.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else have any questions of him? All right. If not?
What will your hours be?
I'm sorry?
Do you know the hours?
We're going to be open from 6 a.m. Till 8 p.m.
Okay.
Monday through Saturday. And Sunday will be closing at 2.
Okay. Thank you. How soon are you planning on being open?
We're trying to open the 1st of June. We were shooting for Monday, but it's holiday, so
yeah.
Might as well to open the 1st to start fresh in the whole month.
You're going to have gaming also?
Yes, that's what we're trying to get.
Gaming?
Yes.
Okay.
I had one question. Beer and wine only, or is there hard alcohol also?
We're going to serve beer, wine, and margaritas, because we do a lot of margaritas, the restaurants that we own, so...
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Because that determines what license you get.
Okay.
So.
Yes.
And you said Sunday also?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to go Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week?
Yes.
What time can you serve alcohol?
Can't serve alcohol noon
on Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday? It starts at
11.
11.
Mm-hmm. What time on Sunday?
11. 11 on Sunday?
Yeah, same. My call is 11, so
yeah.
Okay.
I know, I looked it up and it was like.
I think it used to be.
It used to be in there.
A long time ago.
So I wrote it down. I looked it up. That was why I.
We have them available, don't we?
Yeah.
So what's your menu going to be?
We're going to keep the same. It's going to be a family restaurant at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, we're going to add stuff that we have. Like we have those charros in Rushville. We have those charros in Macomb. So we'll bring some later on.
Because I noticed you put Supper Club on your application.
I'm sorry, is that again?
I said I noticed you put Supper Club on your application.
Huh. My wife filled it out, so.
Oh yeah, blame the wife.
She does the paperwork and I do the hard work.
Well, I actually wrote that on there, because that's what the license is under.
Oh, okay.
Is a Supper Club license.
Isn't it considered a Supper Club if you sell alcohol anyway?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just.
Do you guys want to rush bill?
I guess.
Yes, my partner's there.
I don't know.
I made you, huh? Very good. That's a very good restaurant. You moved from the junction, didn't you?
We used to be at the junction, then
yeah.
we got the old Davis Diner. Davis Diner used to be?
Yeah.
Yes.
North of.
Yes.
North of where you used to be.
Yes.
Yeah. But you used to be there for 67.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's very good. We've been there several times. It's very good.
Now, would we like a motion to approve this from the commission, or?
Yeah, the motion. Yeah, just a motion, and then it's okayed at the council meeting.
Okay.
These are just my notes.
Sorry.
So it'll be a Class B, B1. See, I don't understand, because like some of them are on and off premises, and I don't understand what that means. So
I think, like in taverns, you got to drink it on the premises.
Mm-hmm. So B2 is alcohol only on, and then beer and wine on and off.
What's the difference in price?
They want a B2.
Oh, okay.
It's 1,000 plus the 400.
Wow.
So it's 1,400 a year.
Oh, a year.
Yeah, a year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's quite so bad.
You want a drink?
I guess. Okay, no one has any questions or that?
That's
all I have. Want to make a motion?
Make a motion to approve the.
I'll second it.
Appropriate license.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. All in favor of approving this, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now we go to the council meeting and it's approved by the council.
Yes, yeah.
All right, if we have no other business, a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion to adjourn.
All right, meeting adjourned. Stand for the pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing, Pastor Paul Walmsley from the Waterford Church will say our invocation.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you this evening for a wonderful day. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would pour out your blessings on our city, upon the citizens of our city, and upon its elected leaders. We ask for godly wisdom, guidance, discernment. We ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You all be seated. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long. Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Leigh Ferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, move on. Everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the last meeting. Have any questions, corrections, additions? If not, if you have a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting, please.
Motion to approve the last minutes.
Second.
Have a motion and second of approving the minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Minutes are approved. Clerk's report. Clerk, Ms. Goddard, do you have anything?
Only thing I have I need for a report. Does anybody have any property in the TIF district? I don't think they do. I just want to make sure. Just anything? But none of the councilmen do. Okay, that's all I need.
All right. Moving on, Treasurer's report. Treasurer Brown, do you have anything for us this evening?
I have nothing tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins?
Nothing for me.
Thank you, sir. The engineer, we don't have an engineer here this evening. Do we have any public comments or petitions? Does anyone here from the public wish to address this board?
Yeah.
Mr. Walmsley, Paul Walmsley?
I'd like to follow up from what Debbie was talking about, the person burning. The same person has now got trash halfway up the back of the house. There's no garbage collection taking place. There's rats, there's cats, and the whole place is really not fit for human habitation. And I'm not blunt that the occupants really don't know how to live, you know, but at the end of the day, it is affecting the neighbors, it's affecting the health of the neighborhood. And I honestly believe that the city really needs to take action about it.
Okay. All right, sir, thank you. Anyone else from the public wish to make comments?
Yeah.
Bill Bradley?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I noticed our man hasn't been doing too much the past couple of weeks, you know. And I think he's probably talking about the same person. So, yeah. And it looks bad on the splitter in the front, but it looks bad in the back.
It sure is.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Oh, back in the back. Oh, yes, Mark Bixler.
The ministry that I'm part of, I talked to Doug and then I talked to Cindy tonight. We're going to do a praise in the park in Porter Park on June 24th. We're going to have a time of prayer at 5, and then we're going to do Christian karaoke from 6 until 8, so singing voices.
And that was June 24th?
Yes.
6 through 8 at the park.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Anyone else? Anyone else wish to address the board? No? Okay. Thanks, everyone. Moving on, committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Sally?
I have nothing to report this time.
Thank you. Sewer, John?
Can I bring something up on that? The bills on the fuel, the wastewater's got it abnormally high, they're doing it by percentage, and Evan's got some figures, but we need to probably look into it a little further, because they only use like 22 gallons, and it was way disproportionate for what they use this one. He keeps pretty logged, the key system down there doesn't work any longer, so it used to be whatever key you could keep track of. Card system's about $7,000, so it's something at least we need to be thinking about. Because of budgetary, we're taking all that money out of wastewater, that's not what's being used. We need to make sure the appropriate department, the way we budget, is getting the money. So if we can at least look into that a little further. Evan's got some figures, if he could maybe before next council meeting, just print it out for us so we can talk about it at the meeting, put it on the agenda.
We need a new key, or?
Well, we're gonna have to have, the key system's broke. So you'd have to have a key card system probably now, the upgrade. And it's about $7,000, it's about a couple of heads. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up so that we think about that for the next council meeting. Maybe we can get a little better insight.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Streets and alleys, Alderman Dave Livingston.
Nothing.
Thanks, sir. Police and ASDA, Alderman Ward.
Have nothing other than an interest meeting of ASDA. Sounds like maybe in the future we'll have some movement to go.
Yeah, we had 16 people that came to the ASDA informational meeting. So we've set another one. Got it here in my calendar. It might take me a minute.
Showed up with the one that went on in the past. So
June.
They showed good interest in it.
There'll be another meeting that they want to discuss plans. It'll be June 6th at 7 p.m., which is on a Tuesday night. It's the first Tuesday in June.
Where at?
Here at City Hall.
Here?
Yes.
So also, still, if anybody is still interested, we would...
Yes.
It's open to the public. We
yes.
Have
yes, open to the public. We.
If you missed the first one...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know we did have people miss. I had people call me that say they wouldn't be able to make it, you know, for other commitments. It's a good start. It's a good start because we just need to put people back in the equation is all I'm trying to do.
Well, the crowd that was here was, they were excited about it.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's what we need, some excitement.
It's a group of people that wants to help their community and be involved in their community. And
was already figuring out what equipment and mm-hmm. what to do and who was going to be boss. And
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, it was a very, I just basically, you know, let them talk amongst themselves and tell me how it used to be. And
that's good.
It sounds like a start. So, all right. Thank you, Brad. Let's see, water, Alderman Miller.
We don't need to do anything on this tonight.
No, I mean, you might bring it up just to talk about it and okay. just let everybody think about.
This is their bill for the community, Bryant himself?
Yes, that's their bill for the past month, which is elevated.
Okay. And it's considerably higher?
Evan, what's the figures for what Bryant was billed for water after the tornado? This is the month the tornado occurred.
I think they're up to 700 and some thousand, and they usually average around a 300,000 range.
Right.
And that tornado was
due to the tornado and that.
Yeah, they had a big increase on it.
Okay. All right. And I had the paperwork on. I think it's probably something you might have before the next meeting, have a quick water meeting on.
Mm-hmm.
And just discuss it real quick, and then we'll make a decision on it.
Yes.
If that's okay with...
Next council meeting. 6 o'clock or
yeah,
6:15.
Like 6 o'clock or 6:15 after. We'll just discuss it then and make a decision on it and go from there. So.
And yeah, I mean, I think they've already paid the bill. I mean, they're not disputing it. I just wanted to make everyone aware that you know, they have a higher than normal bill, and you know, we're their neighbors.
6:15 or 6?
Yeah, 6:15 is fine.
Okay.
That was because of the damage from the tornado of open water lines.
Yes, yes. And, you know, they have no way of, the meters were destroyed too, so they have no way of knowing.
Yeah, understood.
Okay, let's see, moving on, utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds, Alderman Long.
Not much tonight, we'll let Evan talk.
All right. Tourism, Alderman Miller?
One thing, next Thursday night, music in the park starts. If you don't have a schedule, I got one for you.
That is.
So if you could be there, and then it's every week after that for the next 10 weeks.
And I'd like to make a comment on that too. First Thursday night of the month, the music in the park is Jane Boyd. Thursday night, we honored her. We're honoring this Thursday night. The ladies auxiliary are going to have, of course, all their desserts there, and they're going to be free. And in honor of Jane, so in order to get a piece of pie or cookies or whatever you choose, you go up to the food stand and they will hand you a ticket. And you bring the ticket to us and you get to pick out any one food item you'd like free. And the city's sponsoring it. Okay, you want steak sauce with that?
Yeah, that'll do.
Okay. So anyway, that's what's going on with Jamie.
And plus one thing, we're still this year, I mean, something we tried to start previous year, but this year we're pushing it a little bit more, is if anyone has a food stand or craft stand and would like to set up, you know, notify City Hall or call Karen, or notify any of us and let us know, and we're working on
that'd
it.
That'd be wonderful to get some of those in there.
And that way we can utilize the space up there. And
can I add something?
Yes.
Can I add something? The Fulton County Arts Council reached out to us, which is a pretty huge deal, because it used to be we were calling everybody, and she's a part of it. And I met with them a couple weeks ago, and they want to have local artists set up at Music in the Park and have their tables and I don't know if they're thinking about doing art or whatever, but that's just going to be another element of the Music in the Park night.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah, they're very interested.
Good. Great.
Start calling
out. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Miller. Moving on. TIF, Alderman Spotlow.
Nothing to report other than what's down below. We have an agreement to approve.
All right. Thank you, sir. Citizens Committee. Amanda Smith is not here this evening.
Yeah, I do have a report from her, though.
Okay.
She's at 8th grade graduation. She's still working on the paperwork for the grant, and she has lots of forms to fill out, but she'll keep me updated, and she's working on it, so she'll get it sent in.
Yeah,
that's basically it. So.
Very good. All right, thank you. Moving on to Christmas Committee, Mrs. Hickey are here with us this evening.
I have nothing, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hickey.
That's all
right.
I was waiting for it.
You feeling all right?
Moving on, Public Works Director Evan Palmer. Do you have a report for this council?
We're still just working on pipe material location, identifying the pipes, and then after this week, we'll be moving on to jetting sewers and stuff like that. We'll have our summer crew in, so that helped out. That's all I got right now.
All right. Thank you, Evan. May I have any questions, Evan? All right. All right, moving on to unfinished business. We talked about the TIF agreement.
Yeah, it's just okayed in the ordinance.
Okay. So we have any further discussion on that?
No.
No? All right. If not, if we can have a motion to approve this TIF ordinance, that's what we need, correct?
I make a motion.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Alderperson Clark, seconded by Alderman Long. Roll call vote, please.
Well, I'm going to add that the TIF ordinance is between the City of Lewistown and MEF.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah, City of Lewistown between side. MEF.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Countryside.
Countryside.
Yeah.
Diner.
So it's on recording.
Okay.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
And Mayor Leiferry.
Aye. All right. That carries. Moving on to new business. We have a liquor license from the Hometown Cafe of Lewistown, which is going to be at the stoplights at the, I call it the Hardee's building. And let's see. Then we had a liquor commission meeting, and the liquor committee voted unanimously to approve the liquor license. Everyone should have that in their packet. Any questions? Cindy, do you have anything else?
No, it'll just be considered Class B, 2 supper club license, which we have available. So that's all. I mean, he said he's going to do margaritas, so that'd be the alcohol and then beer and wine. So just need motion to accept and
second. I'll make a motion to approve the liquor license for the Hometown Cafe.
A second.
Right, we have a motion and a second. Have a roll call vote that?
Okay. Probably should.
Okay.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right. License is approved. We'll get that issue. Now we're going to move on to the mayor's appointment of positions. First is the liquor commission. Appointing all the current members. Do I appoint myself as the chairman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And members Kevin Del Mastro, Sally Clark, Linda Helley, and John Spotlow. Those are my appointments to the Liquor Commission. All in favor of...
I move those to approve the liquor license committee. Okay. Appointed by the commission.
Second.
All right. Your roll call vote or all in favor?
All in favor.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Moving on to the zoning board members. I will appoint myself as chairman and members Warren Potter, Jim Hines, Dave Stell, Doug Tindall, and Linda Helley. Those are my appointments for the zoning board.
I'll make a motion to approve those, the appointment of those members to the zoning board.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor of appointing those members say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. The Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund authorized agent. I'm appointing Cindy Goddard, the city clerk, to that position.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Moving to department heads. Public Works Director, I'm reappointing Evan Palmer as the Public Works Director.
I make a motion.
Have a motion, do I have a second?
Yeah, second.
A motion and a second. All in favor of Evan Palmer as the Public Works Director, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, the Administrative Assistant, I'm appointing Cindy Goddard, reappointing her to her current position.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. In regards to the position of police chief, I've discussed this thoroughly with each council member individually and have concluded that the police department is not going in the direction that we had hoped. Therefore, it is my decision not to reappoint the police chief, Frank Brown. Instead, I am appointing patrolman Jim Tunney as temporary police chief. I am also going to place the police department operations on the agenda for the next council meeting, where the future of the Lewistown Police Department will be discussed by this council. I have nothing further. All in Can I have a motion?
Move to approve the mayor's decision on chief of police.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We have everyone look at the bills this evening?
Yep.
Any questions, comments, or anything on the bills?
I make a motion, we approve bills.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We have a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, bills are approved. We don't have any need for closed session. Anyone requesting closed session? All right, we will not be going to closed session.
I move to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.